So today, we are going to be finishing up the series that we have been calling Refreshed. And I hope you have enjoyed this series. I hope that it has been helpful for you. I hope it's giving you some ways to stay refreshed, to be refreshed. And I want to open today's message with a true story. One year, there was a New Year's Day parade. And you guys have seen all the beautiful, huge parades, floats that go down the street. And this particular year, one particular float actually broke down or stopped in the middle of this whole parade. And the parade was held up for over an hour while people stood on the sidewalk waiting. And the issue was that the parade float had run out of gas. And the amusing thing was that this float that ran out of gas, it was actually for the Standard Oil Company. So even though the float was for an oil company who makes vast amounts of gasoline, it actually ran out of gas itself. And so this whole series, and today's message especially, is so that we cannot run out of gas. Because we are the body of Christ. We're the church. And God has called us to be a light on the hill, the salt of the earth. We are supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And we should be the strength of the kingdom of God. And listen, what a shame if we were the one that ran out of gas, ran out of strength in this kingdom. Because with all of us, there have been a ton of people that have been stressed out, they've been tired, there are constant changes that have been happening, and that's why we've been in this series, because I think that all of us could use a little refreshing. And so, we've discovered some things that can really help us rise above all of the stuff that is around us right now. And so in the first week, we talked about that requires us to have a different perspective. We talked about the eagle who has two separate lenses that he can use to see two different conditions. And so, yes, even though we live in a natural realm and we can see all the stuff that happens, and a lot of those things that are happening to us, they can be so overwhelming that we can forget that there is an entirely different perspective that we're supposed to have. Then we talked about how to master our emotions so that we can be refreshed, how to overcome depression and anxiety, and how a lot of times a lot of us have faulty thinking in the way that we think that can actually cause depression and anxiety. And we talked about how to overcome that. And then Marcus did an amazing job in talking about how to rise above the storm, how to take all of those things that are coming at you and actually use them to get stronger and to get higher, to have a better perspective. And then last week we talked about the eagle's diet, that the eagle eats fresh things, but chickens, they'll actually eat anything that's around, including their own feces. It's gross, I know. But so they'll eat things that they're actually supposed to release. And we talked about us and how that applies to us. And we have to make sure that we are releasing unforgiveness in our life. And if we don't do that, it will rob us of our joy and our refreshing, our renewal, and we will not be able to soar like eagles. So if you didn't hear any of those messages, I encourage you to go back to YouTube or a website and get those. And so today, I want to talk with you a little bit about an eagle's strength and how an eagle gets its strength. Because if there's anything that we need right now, and this is a great conclusion to the series, is that we need strength to be able to go the distance in 2020. Is that right? And so that is going to be determined, just like the eagle, by our diet, by our spiritual diet. And so our theme verse for this is Isaiah 40:31 that says, "Those that put their hope in the Lord will renew their strength." And then we get this amazing picture about how that's going to happen, that they will soar on wings like eagles. So we're going to continue today discovering how to walk in this refreshing, how to stay refreshed using this beautiful picture of eagles to help us put handles on this idea that God gives us. The idea that your strength can constantly be renewed. And so the eagle is the most majestic of all the birds. And there is a reason why the Bible talks about eagles and really validates eagles and their strength and talks about the strength of eagles. Psalm 103:5, it says that our strength is being renewed constantly as an eagle. And see, the wings of an eagle are the strongest part. And that strength of their wings comes primarily from their diet and what they eat. If they eat the wrong things, it's going to be sick and weak. If it eats the right things, it's going to be strong and healthy. We all understand this. And see, healthy eagles, they don't eat dead things. They don't eat things off the ground. They don't eat carcasses. What they eat must be fresh, and it must be alive. And the same goes for us. If you want to be alive, listen, exercise is important. Physical exercise, having a positive attitude, that's important. But in this life, you can exercise and have a positive attitude. But if you eat junk, you're not going to be healthy. And yes, spiritually, you can go to church, you can listen to Christian music, you can worship, you can hang around with all the right people. However, if you're not eating the right things, spiritually speaking, then we are going to constantly struggle. We're going to constantly struggle to be healthy as a Christian, constantly struggle to remain refreshed, to remain on top of everything that's happening in the world around us. I mean, we need to keep that perspective, that strength that we need in our spiritual wings to stay high and keep that perspective that we need in order to succeed in life so that we can in turn help other people. You see, there are a lot of spiritual things. There's a lot of spiritual disciplines even that you can put in place. But if you don't eat junk, I mean, if you do eat junk, if you don't eat the right things, it'll make you sick spiritually. And whether or not we're going to be healthy has everything to do with what we eat. So then the question becomes, what are we supposed to eat in order to be healthy, spiritually speaking, strong spiritually? So the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is alive. It's what we need to eat. And so what we need to eat, it must be alive. And we must eat and consume and digest and allow the Word of God to become a part of us and a part of our lives. And even 1 Peter 2:1 says that, therefore, laying aside all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And so here it actually says that we are to desire the pure milk of the Word, that we may grow spiritually by that pure milk. And this word desire, first of all, is the same Greek word that is used for the word lust or to crave something. And so what this is saying is to have strength, we should crave the pure milk of the Word that we may grow by it. And that's the first step. And it actually says here, as newborn babies. And so how many of you know that a baby craves milk? If you don't think so, then don't feed it and wait to see what happens. They'll let you know. You'll find out really quick how bad that baby desires milk. And so the Bible says that just as a newborn baby desires milk, we are to desire and crave the milk of the Word of God, and that will give us strength. And so 2 Timothy chapter 3 actually helps us to define what is the milk of the Word. Because the Bible actually tells us what it is, what the milk is, and what the meat is. And we can't, before we get to the meat, we can't ignore the milk. And see, there are a couple things that are happening within the church right now that I think that are hurting us is people are ignoring the milk of the Word because they think all they need is meat. And so Peter is writing to the church and he's saying, I want all of you to desire the milk of the Word. And so there are two things that are happening in the church. And one of those is that there are some people who only desire meat and they're ignoring the milk. When the Bible says that you got to have both, you got to desire the milk as well. And then what I see is I see people taking the milk of the Word and pretending that it's meat. You see, a lot of times people will go off in all kinds of different directions and they want something that's deeper. They want the meat of the work. But what they actually are describing is milk. So 2 Timothy 3:15 says from childhood, that word childhood or that word child there actually means a newborn baby. It's that same Greek word that was used in 1 Peter to talk about infants. And so it says, as a newborn baby, you have ignored the scriptures that have made you wise for salvation. And this word Greek, this Greek word for salvation is actually the word soteria, and it actually means healing, deliverance, preservation, safety, and prosperity. And the Bible says that we are to crave the milk of the word. Those things that I just listed, those are what we call our authority in Christ. The milk of the word is described as healing, preservation, safety, prosperity, and deliverance. And we need to grow up in those things, that those milk of the word things. But we don't need to stay there, but we do need to grow up in the milk of the word. You see, babies, when they're first growing up, they are dependent on milk. Milk is all they get, and they're dependent on their parent for those milk, or for that milk. They crave that, and they don't crave anything else until they begin to grow and develop, and then you can wean them off of depending only on milk and then onto solid food. But remember, back in 1 Peter 2:2, it says that the very purpose for the milk of the word is not so that we will be satisfied. You know, when you feed a baby milk, and when it's craving milk and yelling for milk and crying, when you feed that baby with milk, it will eventually get satisfied and then fall asleep. And I see Christians in the church do that. The Bible says that we are to desire and crave the sincere milk of the word, which is teaching and preaching and speaking the word and standing on the word, believing God, for all of those things that are our authority in Christ. Healing and provision, deliverance, safety. And listen, we need those things. The Bible says we are to crave that as babies, but that is the milk of the word, the beginning steps. And so what the Bible wants us to do is to crave that, not so that we can become satisfied and fall asleep just right there, but it's so that we will grow thereby, and we should grow into maturity. Now, but see, sooner or later, that child is going to have to be weaned off of milk only. And at some point, we as Christians as well, we have to be weaned to the point that we don't just depend on milk. And I'm not saying that you don't drink milk anymore. I mean, I still drink milk. But I haven't cut milk completely out of my diet. I still drink it, but I don't cry for it, scream for it, crave for it, and depend on just milk to survive myself. But the purpose for milk is so that the baby can actually grow. Look, thank God for healing and deliverance and provision. Thank God for preservation and safety, all those things. We need those things, and we need teaching, and we need feeding on those things throughout our life. But at some point, all those things, they're for us only. They're just for us. And if we're not careful, we'll get satisfied and just fall asleep in that and never grow beyond that to the point that we can also eat solid food or meat. And so I didn't say replace those things, continue to feed yourself in those things, but also to be able to move into maturity, solid food. 1 Corinthians says this, "Brothers, I could not speak to you as spiritual anymore, but as babies in Christ. I fed you with milk and not solid food because up until now you couldn't receive it. And even now you can't receive it because you're still carnal. You're still envy, strife, divisions among you. You know, are you not carnal acting like mere men? Because one says, I'm for this person and I'm for that person, doesn't that make you carnal, like babies? And in Hebrews 5:12, it says, for although this time you ought to be teachers feeding other people, you need people to teach yourself, to teach you again the first oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Because the people that only partake of milk, it didn't say replace milk, but when somebody only wants milk, only needs milk, but doesn't actually grow beyond what they need themselves and into solid food, it says that he is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. That's that same word that means infant. But solid food belongs to those that are full age, mature. And the purpose for the milk of the word is so that we can grow. And if you and I are going to soar like eagles and spread our wings and soar above the storms of life, then you and me, we eventually have to graduate and eat solid food, meat, in order to gain the strength that we need. So that begs the question, what is solid food? Now, we think it's, well, it's deeper teaching. We want the meat of the word. It's deep. Well, let's talk about what the Bible says about solid food. John chapter 4, Jesus has gone into Samaria, and he comes to this city in Samaria, and he goes to a well. And here at this well, he's tired from the journey, and he sits down, and he sends his disciples away. He sends them into town to buy some food. And while he is waiting on them, a woman, she comes to the well, and Jesus begins to minister to her. He has a word of knowledge for her about her marital situation, and he begins to minister to her. And she says, wow, you must be a prophet. And Jesus then continues to pour out to her and blesses her, speaks into her life, changes her life forever. So she goes into town, and she gets the whole town to come out and to see Jesus, this man that had told her everything that she had ever done. And so then the disciples come back at this point with the food, and they see all this stuff that's going on and all the people that are there. And there is this woman that's there at the well with him, along with the whole town that's come out to see Jesus. And they come back and they say, you know, over in verse 31, it says that, Jesus, Rabbi, you know, we brought the food for you. And Jesus tells them, you know, look, I have food that you don't know about. He's talking about meat. Look at verse 34. This is where the meat of the word comes in. Jesus says to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work, to minister to other people. That's the meat of the word. And so, see, the disciples were also doing the word, the will of God. They were following him, serving Jesus, following Jesus, learning from him. They were receiving ministry, but they were also doing the work of the ministry, the will of God as well. However, Jesus actually lived on the meat of the word. He lived on it. It was his food. It what got him going. And I love the scripture where Paul says that he was addicted to the ministry, to ministering to other. He was addicted to serving other people, addicted to being a blessing to others and mentoring others. And here's the thing. Solid food, the solid food that Jesus was eating was doing the work of the ministry and serving other people. See, the woman at the well, she came to Jesus, and Jesus served her by sharing the word with her and mentoring her in this new kingdom. And this is why we challenge you to serve. This is why we challenge you to mentor other people in the faith. Because where do you get your sustenance, and where do you get your energy that will propel your life forward to help you go the long haul? See, is that from receiving milk? Teaching on your authority in Christ over and over and over and over, is that where we get our strength? See, that's where the disciples were. And Jesus said, so who wants to go into town and buy food? And they were like, yes, we're hungry. So they all went to town to buy food, and Jesus is there by himself, and Jesus has food that they don't understand yet because they are still connected and getting their sustenance from milk, these teachings from Jesus, which is good. We need that. But Jesus had moved past that into getting his sustenance from the meat of the word, doing well unto others, serving other people, mentoring other people in the faith, sharing the good news of the kingdom of God with others. So, I would like to see us graduate, all of us graduate from what I need to what other people need. It's the Great Commission. You know, from what I need to what other people need, and seeing the needs of others and meeting the needs of others spiritually. And listen, I want to be very careful about saying this, but when your church challenges you to minister to others, to mentor others, and to serve others, and what you crave is more teaching on healing and provision and deliverance, and that, listen, that doesn't mean that you're a bad person, but it may mean that we're spiritual infants still. See, don't mistake more teaching of healing and provision and your authority in Christ. We need that, but don't mistake that for deep teaching. That is milk, and we need to graduate from only receiving that. And a lot of spiritual infants, look, this is a big deal. The Bible says that we are to crave the sincere milk of the word, but also we need to actually graduate from that. a lot of times the people that we hear a lot of this from, where we want to go deep in the Word and our healing and our authority of Christ, and we've got to remember this. This is what my dad says. He says, to a toddler, tying their shoes is a big deal. You know, they'll brag to everybody about tying their shoes and how big they are. And when reality, all of us adults, it will encourage them and love them and cheer them on. But at the same time, we know that there's more. There's more maturity that's coming. And we have to encourage people to not just stay there, but to grow up. And for us, that's not just to come to church or watch church week after week and take the milk of the Word and tie our shoes. The spiritual solid food is when we get nourishment from serving others. We graduate from it's not just about me anymore, what I can get, but who can I serve? How can I mentor people in the faith? How can I be a blessing to others? And if you're not there yet, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. You know, if you're sitting there, you know, thinking, wow, that's where I'm at. Well, that's okay. I mean, we love you. We were all there at one point. We're just encouraging to grow past that. And so if I'm a spiritual infant, that's okay. I've just got to realize that's where I am, and I want to grow beyond that. And watch this. This loops around to this previous series that we had before this one. We called it the Upside Down Kingdom, where we put all these layers in. If you remember, there were three levels that we built upon before we get to the whole purpose that we were born again, Jesus' Great Commission, where we're sharing our faith and our church, and we're mentoring other people in the faith, just one-on-one or in the congregation. And see, remember, there was that first foundational level that was your relationship with God, that we've got to make sure that that's intact, that's solid, we're born again, and we have a continual relationship with God. And then there was our authority in Christ. That's what we're talking about, this milk of the Word. All those things that are for us, receiving healing and deliverance and safety and provision, those things that are milk of the Word. And then there was this other area that Jesus talked about, and that was servanthood. That, my friends, that's the meat of the Word, where we are reaching out and serving others. We're doing ministry. We're mentoring other people in the faith. That's where our true maturity comes, and that's where we gain our strength to reach the Great Commission, which is the whole reason we're born again. So, as we close up this series, Refreshed, I want to challenge you once again to just imagine yourself. What kind of person would you be? What would your life be like if you could remain refreshed and strong and you kept that perspective that we're supposed to have with our kingdom lenses on? And we learn to think the right thoughts so that we can rise above anxiety, depression, negative emotions. What would our lives be like if we walked in this strength? And then also when problems and emotional things come at us, that we could have correct thinking according to the Word of God, that we could ward off depression and even mental illness and wrong thinking. And we can rise above the storms, that when they come at us, we are strong because of the meat of the Word. We can look those storms in the eye, take them captive, and realize that they are there to actually make us stronger, to propel us higher, and that we challenge the storm. The Bible calls it mounting up like eagles on the storm. And then when unforgiveness begins to come against us, we know what to do with that because we have a bigger purpose. We're not a chicken. We're not gonna eat what we're supposed to release. And then finally, what would it be like? Imagine yourself, in addition to all this, that we learn to not only have the milk of the Word and receive teaching on our authority in Christ, that we are powerful in healing and provision and deliverance and safety, but also we not only receive those things, but we also, in addition to that, we move into that we can't just be content and fall asleep there, but that we reach out and make a difference in the world around us by mentoring people in the faith, serving others, sharing the good news. And so in that, my friends, your life, my life, as followers of Christ, our lives have meaning. And we'll be empty without meaning and purpose in how we minister to others. That is the